G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 29. I'm John Barker. I've got the whole team here, John Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. And the Queensland Carnival finally comes to a conclusion this Saturday with Sunshine Coast Guineas and Caloundra Cup and Glasshouse Handicap Day at Sunshine Coast. Well, Daniel, as has been well publicised, this Sunshine Coast Guineas, quite the form reference. Winks, of course, won it in 2015 when it was run in May, and two of the three since have gone on to win Group 1s in the Bostonian and the All-Age Stakes winner...
Tavachi.
And the other one, of course, was Crack Me Up, who won the Villiers. So anything in this year's lineup that can go on to that sort of, those sort of dizzy heights, do you think?
Look, at first glance, short answer, no. but look, there's a couple of nice types. There's one I'm pretty keen on, which we'll get into later on, in Juniper. Wouldn't surprise me that colt, goes and reaches Group 1 heights later down the track in his career. Looking at this, it's probably not the strongest guineas, but it's a good race, and all in all, it's a pretty competitive day of racing on the Sunny Coast on a great track where everyone gets their chance. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, a lot of people speak very highly of this track. Chris Muntz has been quoted as saying it's by far the best track he ever rode on. Joel, you're mentioning that as we speak on Thursday afternoon, I think rated a heavy 10, but you're expecting it to come up a bit better. And in fact, one of the stats that I've talked about in Winning Post and Best Bets this week is that it doesn't seem to matter where you're drawn. A lot of you can draw wide on this track and still succeed in these feature races on this day. What sort of a track are you looking to play for?
Yeah, pretty fair. I think it's going to be wet. It might sneak back into a soft range, but heavy 10 sort of on a Thursday afternoon, then you're probably going to be looking at a heavy track. But if they handle it, they're going to get every chance because it plays pretty fair. It cops a lot of racing, this track. It is probably the best track in Queensland, and big fields, you're just going to need to handle the conditions.
All right, Daniel, take us through the black type. We start at race 6, and that is the TAB Sunshine Coast Guineas, Group 3 at set weights, over 1,600 for three-year-olds.
Yeah, as a touch on, I think Juniper will be very hard to beat here. The Kieran Maher, David Eustace runner, of course, formerly in the care of Darren Weir. Look, he's a flashing light run first up at Flemington over 1,400 metres, distance a little short of his best, and then came here to Queensland at Eagle Farm in the Queensland Guineas in a hot form race. That's a sort of switch course there, and come with a good run and finish sort of off the heels of a couple of nice types there, Pudakawa and Baccarat Baby, who lines up here as well. They both ran good runs in that Queensland Guineas. They finished second and third, and then of course ran big race in the Tats Tiara last week. I think Juniper third up now, reaching peak fitness again at 1,600 metres. From a nice draw, will be hard to beat, and hence my best of the day. Baccarat Baby, as I mentioned, hard to ignore his form, his preparation, as I said, sort of ran okay in that Tats Tiara last start, but had to cover a lot of ground. It was only 3.8 lengths off the winner. Zavance in next at bigger odds, and I think Leonardo Da Vinci, who also comes out of that Queensland Guineas, is a chance at a bigger price too. Tour special, Juniper on top of 9, 11 and 1.
Baccarat Baby on the backup for me. David Van Dyke speaking to him this week. He was pretty pleased with the way she'd come through. She sat wide, no cover last week in the Tats Tiara, back against her own age group. She handles the heavy. I think she'll be hard to beat. Two, Juniper, the biggest threat, and then another couple of fillies, Asharani, number 12, and Zavance, number 11.
Race 7 at Sunshine Coast on Saturday, Kendrick Racing, Caloundra Cup, 2,400 listed race, worth $175,000, and it does look like the race where Big Duke can break through, Daniel.
Yeah, you'd think so. Sets up nicely for him, doesn't it? Racing well, this preparation, of course, and just the fact that we'll get a guaranteed rain-affected surface this week, and he relishes that sort of these sort of conditions up. So Big Duke will be very hard to beat. I think the other Australian bloodstock runner in Saunter Boy wouldn't be well known to Australian punters yet. He's only had two starts in Australia. Okay run at the Gold Coast behind the Candyman, and then I thought was quite good in the Winter Cup last start in Sydney. Back to Queensland here, obviously handles the wet ground, and shaping up nicely to run a good race here. Third up, Igrain in next, done really nothing wrong. This preparation wouldn't shock if she can get the chocolates, and Exoteric in at a bigger price next. 1452, my number's in at the Caloundra Cup.
Yeah, Saunter Boy for me. Thought he showed good progression second start in Australia. He competed in some pretty good races overseas. He's got a touch of class about him. 5 Vig Grain has run some really good races in Queensland. Forget the last run, she was held up and just sort of, you know, went at a key stage early in the straight and the race was over. 1 Big Duke with his class and liking for wet ground. And 10 Travesty really poured the pressure on early in last week's 3,000 metre race. Had to knock up, but did battle on reasonably well for 5th. Back to the 2,400, be a fit mare, so she's one to include at a bit of odds.
Race 8 at the Sunshine Coast is the Oaks Hotels, Resorts and Suites Glasshouse Handicap over 1,400. A listed event also worth $175,000. 18 to face the startup. There's a fairly warm favourite in Jamaican Rain. Will certainly eat up the heavy track if indeed it is heavy. But you're with the second market pick, Daniel, and that's the Godolphin runner, Organza.
That's correct. But look, at this stage, still accepted in for a listed race in Sydney as well, Organza, which I'll put her on top there if she heads that way. But I just think she's going really well, this preparation, and when appears close, just sort of, not caught napping, but ready to profit, sort of settled back there, ready to profit. It was a good winner in the Waterhouse listed race at Ipswich last start. Just couldn't match her with that horse late, but did find the line really nicely. As I said, looks suited here, up to 1,400 metres again, and fair hard to beat. Jamaican Rain, as you said, Barks, on the wet track. I can't take the 280 about her, simply can't. Not one of mine. I think she'd be a bit of a myth sometimes, but look, if she finds her best from a good draw, she'll obviously go forward and park herself thereabouts. Platinum Angel returned to form last start in the Dane Ripper, and Manai, I think, was just too bad to be true last time out, giving her another chance in this. 7386.
Jamaican Rain for me, just think the conditions are the key to her. She got on a heavy track in this race last year and she gave them a toweling, so I think and this year, I mean, she was coming in off winning form. This year she's coming in against off group one run, so look, $3, she probably wouldn't want any shorter than that, but I think she'll win. 2 Nick and Over, form looks terrible but had no luck first two runs. Last run was a little bit flat, I expected better. He's won twice on the heavy. He's already been backed in at decent odds, so he'd be the saver for me. 4 Chapter and Verse, he's a talent. Wouldn't shock to see him run well. Just needs a bit of luck. And 7, Organza, hard to leave out.
All righty. Daniel, you, as you mentioned, Juniper in the Guineas was your best bet, race 6, number 2. Your value bet earlier in the program, race 4, number 10, Bella Success.
Yeah, look, I thought it'd come at a bigger price, around the $5 mark currently, but I just... First start for Will Clark, and last start, I liked the way she put him away at Doom, that midweek meeting. She had been a horse for Chris Waller previously, who'd sort of been well supported and had a bit of a rap on her, but she'd always sort of never get the job done, I guess. She'd loom up to win and just couldn't even put them away, but she did that last start. Hopefully it can be a bit of a confidence booster for her going forward. So happy to stick with Bella Success, race 4, number 10 is my value around that $5 mark.
Nothing much more to add. I haven't done the form for the rest of the card, so just stick with the ones I've tipped in the big ones. Jamaican Rain, probably the best of those three.
All righty, Caulfield, the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. A few heats of the winter series, the last ones, I guess, given that the finals come up on Saturday week. What do you like at the Heath, Daniel?
Just the one bet for me, I think. I haven't had too much of an in-depth look at this card, but the race I have looked at, I think Torpenhow from the Godolphin Yard sticks out first up. His first up run in Sydney last preparation was pretty awesome to look at. He sort of got a long way back, but the jockey on that occasion, Blake, she didn't really panic. There was a pretty quick tempo out in front. This horse sort of ran it up with relative ease and won quite easily. Has trialled well leading into this. It is a good field, this one. Obviously a benchmark 84, but look, I think Torpenhow first up form goes well, and yeah, as I said, the trial was good, so happy to be with Torpenhow in race 5.
News Girl, my best, race 4, number 2. I think just the sign that the stable have sent her down from Corra for this first up suggests that she's ready. We haven't seen an official trial, but she bolted in first up last prep, came down here, had 4 really good runs at Caulfield, Beaten by Crack the Code in a couple of those. She goes pretty well. Then fourth to Quafila. May just have had enough at her last run. She was 1,400, back to 1,100 at her fifth run in. So I can forgive that. Inform Michael Poy gets two off. Good draw. I'm happy with $5. I think she's the best for the day, my value. I've made it Jorda in the eighth. I'm happy to see the Godolphin team have skipped Sydney because her wet track form's not much good. I'm just hoping the Caulfield track can sort of improve. She needs another win. She hasn't won for a while, but a couple of good runs last prep against the boys. The second to Bonhomie really stands out. If she finds that form, I think she'll run well here. And my roughie for the day is in the two-year-old. Race one, number 12, Z Hoarder. Just never got into the race with the rail out a long way first start at Caulfield. Went to sale, was 14s into 9s late, and just held up the whole way up the straight. So no guide at either run. Going off a jump out before that first start, she has talent, and yeah, can have a couple of dollars on her at around 60-1.
Okay, for me, race three, number 5, Fabric. Impressive last time, can go on with it here, I think, with the claim for Michael Poy. And another one whose claim gets him in well is my value bet, race 9, number 6, Elite Drake, claim for Theo Nugent. Steps up from the bush, but before that was second to Be Good to Your Mother. Very honest around this sort of trip. Rose Hill is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and there is a listed race, as you alluded to before, Daniel, with Junipao, with Organza in it, and that is the 1350 metre Civic Stakes. Organza?
Yeah, look, if here on top, yeah, as I said, I sort of touched on the tracking up nicely, and Clint Schofield, it's a good rapport with his Godolphin runners. I think, yeah, definitely in the game for sure. If not here, I think horses like New Universe and First Hand will be, you know, be thereabouts. New Universe, hard to catch his horse, but never runs a poor race. Another one with a chance, I think, is Deploy, who was close to trekking first up at Scone. A little disappointing in the Stradbroke last start, obviously back to a much easier grade here. Organza on top of here, a 9 Universe in next of First Hand and Deploy.
I've gone with 4 First Hand here. He likes Rose Hill. I think he's ready to peak third up. Slight query on if it sticks around heavy, but he's got good form on soft tracks. I thought his first up run was really good, hitting the line hard behind Order of Command and Jungle Edge, and then maybe just a bit too far back at Flemington last start. He worked home fairly. He can posse up a bit closer from that draw. James Wink's up to Sydney. A few rides for the Hawks team. He's been doing a good job in partnering up with the stable down in Victoria, so hopefully he can get the job done. It's a tricky race, though. There are a few chances. A 9 New Universe is bursting to win one. 7 Sir Bacchus is hard to catch, but he was good late first up, and he could be dangerous with that weight. And 1 Deploy likes the wet. He's had injury problems the last 12 to 18 months. I thought the first up run at Scone was good behind trekking, and if he can bounce back off his bad run in the Stradbroke, he'd be some hope.
All right, there's a 2-mile race at Randwick on Saturday, Daniel, the Stayers Cup, and that's where we see your best.
It's correct. High Bridge for the Chris Wallace stable. Blake McDougall claims 2. I just thought his run in the winter was, last two starts both at listed grade at 2,400 metres have been contained plenty of merit, up to 3,200 metres now, and he's yet to miss a place at this trip. 4 starts, 2 wins, 2nd and a 3rd. Look, I think $5 is a good price for him in this field. Of course, Destiny Kisses goes around, wouldn't be surprised if he bobs up again. But I think High Bridge was a pretty good price, and happy to make him my best in that 2-mile race. The value comes up the race before, 1,800 metre race. Waking Moment, another one for the Chris Wallace stable. Terrific first up run for Wally. It was his first run normal, formerly, I think, in the camp of John Thompson, so previously.
Yeah, that's right.
His first up for Wally, 1,500 metres. Got a long way back, but really powered home nicely. And only finished within a length of the winner there, of course. The Rise 1,800 metres is a definite plus. Won a group throw over 2,000 metres before. And I think at a pretty decent each way price, around $16, I can have a nibble of that. So, yeah. Race 4, number 10, the best value, Waking Moment.
Yeah, I've took Waking Moment as well, yes. She had a brief stint with Darren Weir, but yeah, it was with John Thompson when she won the Adrian Knox. My best in value, both to be ridden by Jason Collett, fresh off his first Group 1 win last week. Draken Fells, race 6, pulling the trigger with him on Saturday. He was desperately unlucky first up. I thought he could just about win that, and he just had no luck at all. last time I was a bit wary because he's that sort of horse. He doesn't often put in two good runs in succession, but again, he was charging at them and then held up late. If you can just get the brakes on Saturday, I think out to 1200's a plus. He can handle the soft track. And yeah, I think it'll be Saturday or never for Draken Fels. And Travancore, he's a horse sort of similar mould. He's often promised plenty and hasn't quite delivered, but he's now with the Claire Cunningham stable. And he's been placed all three, including last time when he was able to go a couple of places better and win at Canterbury. He was well back there. I think he can measure up to this Saturday race. Benchmark 78, so not the strongest. And Jason Collett again. So they're my main two. The Stayers Cup, I was with Zero Just from Destiny's Kiss.
Racing on the Parks track on Saturday at Morfordville, Daniel. And you think a Will Clark and trained First Upper is going to get the cash in race 5, a 3-year-old mate.
Let's hope so. Near the end. I thought the went out a pretty short favourite on the Boo. That was back at Sunday at Strathalbyn. $1.70, the horse came out and won that race as Terbium. Of course, then went on to win a group race later on that preparation. Put away quickly, sort of got to the front and faded late. It's a little disappointing at the price, you'd say, but yeah, been given time since, and I really liked his jump out at Strathalbyn. So, from an astute camp, need the end. Happy to make him the best on the card at Adelaide. Excuse me, voice, losing voice. Two races later, my value comes up in race 7. Picture me rolling Jake Stevens, Dom Tenor. Thought it was a very good fresh run. Up in distance here will suit. And his second up record reads pretty well. So daughter of Rebel Raider will obviously get over a little bit further. But I think in a pretty moderate benchmark 70, Picture Me Rolling is a good each way price. Race 7, number 6.
They're racing at Belmont in Perth on Saturday. There is a Group 3. There's only 6 facing the starter. There's a few probably scaring them away. They get up to 2,000 metres now. Galaxy Star might be heading to the breeding barn after this, and BJ Ryan thinks that she can get the cash at the short price, despite the fact she got rolled last time in the Hyperion Stakes by Gatting, who is also her main danger here. So Galaxy Star to beat Gatting for BJ. His best comes up in race 2, that is number 1, Deimos. And value bet race 7, number 5, at another un-BJ like price of $21, and that is Bushfire Blonde. Joel, earlier in the day, they are racing at Hastings, where they're doing some hurdling and steeplechasing. Looks like there's 5 jumps races on the card, and they're also racing at Ruakaka.
Yeah, it's the Hawke's Bay Hurdle and Steeple, so a feature jumps card for Hastings. My best is on the flat, Scarlowy, race 9, number 9. Had no luck first up. Thought he would bounce back last time. Didn't think he'd win by 13 lengths, though. Clearly just lapped up the heavy, and a few others didn't. But just took off, scouted the outside fence, went round them and bolted in. And look, this is up a bit in class, and it's perhaps not going to be as heavy on Saturday, but it'll still be wet. And I think he's a progressive horse, so he can win again. And my value is a first starter, race 8, number 14. Not an overly strong maiden, this, and Roger James has put to this well-bred filly in, Mamarella. Her trials have been okay. The latest one was pretty good. I think 1400's, probably a go. She looks like she's going to stay, just whether she's ready to go first up on the heavy, but in a good stable, so we'll back that. And Loose Cannon is the best at Ruakaka, race 6, number 5. Won really well on debut at this track. Then they threw her in the deep end to some degree. She tackled a stakes race and she wasn't disgraced. Running fourth behind Avantage. We saw that filly go to Sydney and win during the championships. Loose Cannon's recent trial was really good, and it was against a horse called Simply Optimistic, who has since come to Sydney and won. So everything points to Loose Cannon being a handy filly, and she'll be hard to beat first up. And my value bet is Copper Mine. Race 3, number 5. Got the cash first up. Last time out was caught 3 wide throughout and entitled to tire. Finished 5th, but wasn't too far off the runner-up. Look, Blood Warriors 2 from 2, looks pretty smart. I'm just hoping from the better gate, Copper Mine might be able to upset the favourite.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. It got all the form for not only Saturday, but of course Friday and Sunday. Fields for Monday, all your favourite features, still only $5.50. And I'm pleased to say that as of this afternoon, I have finished the winning post calendar, which is now going to be heading off to the printers, and it is going to be in the winning post of Saturday, July 27. That will be out the morning of Friday, July 26. So make sure you circle that date on your calendar. Get down early. Maybe even get down early in the week and pay for it so that the newsagent puts one aside for you, because we don't want you ringing up with some sob story about why you couldn't get it. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I got back on the scoreboard last week with Milwaukee, and I'm going to go for a similar job again in race three. This one is number five, Fabric at Caulfield.
Yeah, well, I'll go the running double for Michael Poy. I think News Girl's a talented filly. Might just be a cut above these. Race four, number two.
I got my first win in about 3 months, I think. Last week, Brave Song, and we'll stick to Queensland again. Race six, Junipal in the Sunny Coast Guineas.
Alrighty. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.